The myth. Beyond the bullfighter, El Cordobés was an idol to the masses and the reflection of a Spain that was reborn from the ashes of its own civil war. But El Cordobés can only exist because Manuel Benítez exists. The bullfighter and the person are bound together. He was an icon of developing Spain. Television, tourism, and the celebrity were three key pieces that powered the machinery. Between 1951 and 1975, tourism grew from 1 million visitors to over 30 million. This opened the way to foreign fashion, alternative artistic trends, social and sexual relations, and mindsets that had a deep effect on young Spaniards. El Cordobés represented it all, with his defiant bullfighting and his appearance expressing his way of understanding society. Television, which was becoming the quintessential medium, played a very important role in conveying messages within and outside our borders. El Cordobés had already paraded Spain through other countries, and his popularity led him to presenting a documentary about Córdoba in 1966. In 1967, he received the Gold Medal for Merit in Tourism. Dubbed the Beetle of the Bullring by the press, he was the poster boy for the country. Everyone wanted to have their picture taken with El Cordobés. Artists, politicians, celebrities from around the world attended his fights and the parties they held.
Friends, yeah, friends. Ford was a friend. The King was a friend. Franco was a friend. Friends, yeah. But I'm not a politician or anything.
He didn't go unnoticed by the Spanish film industry either. In its heyday in the 1960s, he starred in the films Learning to Die and Blackmail to a Bullfighter and took part in others such as Europe, Here We Come, Life, Love and Death, or Rafael on Rafael.
I've made films, yeah. I made two films and triumphed in both. One, Learning to Die, a good one that, because it's virtually about my life. Trouble is, I didn't want to work in films.
He became such a media personality that whatever he did would be captured on film, from bullfighting to shaving, filling the pages and covers of national and international magazines. As his success and fame increased, his cachet rose. First, he kept his promises and hauled his family out of poverty forever. He then became a breeder and purchased the estates La Matriz and Villalobillos, where he opened the doors to novice bullfighters that wanted to learn. He would bring them sandwiches every hour, because he didn't want anyone to suffer the hardships he had faced in his early days. And so it was that over 3,000 people made the pilgrimage to his estate. The huge number of bullfights in which he performed each season created needs when travelling. They became hobbies, like collecting cars or flying planes. There were also moments of leisure in his life when he developed other hobbies that awakened his sensitive side, such as painting, flamenco guitar and piano, or his most rural and traditional facet, with hunting. But undoubtedly, the most surprising and attractive dimension of El Cordobés is his humane aspect. A person who, above the clamour of the arenas, is accessible and full of affection and generosity. It is true he made a lot of money bullfighting, but he also gave a great deal away.
And if you have to help a little and spread it out, that's good too. I'll tell you something. In Palma del Río, when I started to make some money, I saw kids on the streets. Now, I bought an entire workshop there, and now those kids are moving forward. Of course, to do so, you know, you've got to suffer it. And I see it, and I've got it in me. Women had to work out in the fields. So what I did was I set up a nursery for the children. I mean, it made sense, right? The women were able to go to work and the kids were looked after. I rebuilt the Our Lady of Bethlehem church walls. You know, because the poor lady, she was cold. There was no money and it was pretty chilly.
His success, his personality, and what he came to represent led him to becoming a trademark and inspiration to other artists. Musicians have composed pasodobles or fandangos, pop music, and even a rock opera called Matador, starring Tom Jones, who got his first UK top 10 hit with A Boy From Nowhere. Local and international painters and sculptors, or poets like José María Pemán or Gerardo Diego, who in 1966 published his anthology El Cordobés Elucidated and Return of the Pilgrim. El Cordobés, can you see? Can't you see? He's not what he is. He is what he's not. El Cordobés is a tactician, and for all his devotion and his approach, the bullets fly overhead. El Cordobés, he is bullfighting in reverse, and the crosswise locks and the cape twirling in a tantrum, but steady, right, left, to the hidden rhyme that sings from echo to echo and approaches. El Cordobés is the bass at odds with the treble, and the automatic wrist that twists and breaks the callous charge. Press pause.